The Russian invasion of Ukraine continues. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. And now there's the possibility that China could help Russia evade the full impact of sanctions.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that the White House believes that China was aware that Vladimir Putin was planning something prior to the invasion, although they allowed for the possibility that perhaps the Chinese didn't know exactly what was going to happen because of the fact that Putin lies so much. The White House officials say while Beijing has tried to appear neutral, at least on the world stage, domestic media coverage is siding with Russia. And Beijing is seemingly endorsing Russian claims that the U.S. has developed chemical weapons in Ukraine, which, of course, is not true. The U.S. says that is an indicator that Russia might be planning a chemical weapons attack.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. And China is dealing with its worst outbreak of COVID-19 in 2 years. Fox's Ted Linder has more.
China reporting nearly 3,400 daily COVID-19 cases Sunday. That's double the previous day, forcing lockdowns in virus hotspots and school closings in Shanghai. Officials say 19 provinces are battling clusters of the Omicron and Delta variants. The city of Jilin has been partially locked down with hundreds of neighborhoods sealed up, while Yanji, an urban area of nearly 700,000 bordering North Korea, was fully closed off. Last week marked 2 years since the first lockdowns began here in the U.S. because of COVID-19. Ted Linder, Fox News.
This is Barack Obama announced Sunday he tested positive for COVID-19. The 60-year-old former president tweeting, quote, "I just tested positive for COVID. I've had a scratchy throat for a couple days, but I'm feeling fine otherwise. Michelle and I are grateful to be vaccinated and boosted, and she has tested negative." The 60-year-old adding that it's a reminder to get vaccinated if you haven't already, even as cases go down. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A court appearance this week in Michigan for the parents of Ethan Crumbly, who's accused of a deadly high school shooting this past November.
Jennifer and James Crumbly set to appear in Oakland County Court for a pretrial hearing just weeks after a judge moved their case to trial. Both accused of 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter for allegedly failing to get their son help and for supplying the 15-year-old the gun he's accused of using to kill 4 students and injure 7 more.
Maybe people will think twice about how they handle a weapon and use reasonable common sense precautions.
That Oakland County prosecutor Karen McDonald said could have prevented the tragedy. Ethan Crumbly, who also remains jailed, is charged as an adult and plans an insanity defense. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And police in New York City are searching for a man who they say shot and killed one homeless person and injured another in separate street attacks. The shootings occurred early Saturday morning, the first in the Soho neighborhood and the other just 10 blocks away. Surveillance video shows the suspect wearing all black and a black ski mask fleeing the scene. Meanwhile, the DNA on a cigarette butt led authorities in Washington state to identify the murder suspect in a 26-year-old cold case.
August 1995, someone had shot a 61-year-old woman twice in the head and left her naked body in a ditch in Kitsap County. Initially, the county sheriff's department linked her death to someone known as the Spokane serial murderer, but it turned out he was out of state at the time. Fast forward to this year. Sheriff's Department Detective Michael Grant tells Fox 13 Seattle that a lab did genome sequencing on a cigarette butt found at the murder scene, and it identified the killer.
It was conclusive to me that we had the right guy.
But it's too late to bring that guy to justice. He died in 2016. Roger Stern, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.